It sounds like a catch-22.
He sits down and he says, I have a copy of all the questions Rabbi Shapley is going to ask me, and I'm being in front of everybody that I'm going to lie on all these things.
I know everything.
Well, I had the question before also that we were going to answer about I don't know where I had it.
We'll take care of all the questions because this is so important. That's why we have the introductory remarks. People might do it. This is it. I suppose we go to the Sid base and then they'll come back to Sifalas and base. Lachain, the Machab, Sorech Sheyavatel Koidim Sivis Aged, Kol Moidoy Shemosa. The Yema came, Arenim Evatel Kol Moidoy Shemosarti Aged Zer, the Chainanim Evatel Kol Dovor, Shegurim, Keshe Yiskaim Oisam Advorim, Bitu Leged Zer. If I made any statement or did anything which might affect the validity of this get, I cancel it right here in the back. If those words that I said
will come into effect,
if they could injure the validity of the get, I hereby cancel it. וכן אני מיית על עצמי שלא ימסעתי דוב על הגט שיבוט לגט
מלך. So that takes care of his shadow then.
Yeah.
Because he said before that whatever he says is gonna ruin the validity you get. Now he's being mevatel that. I'm mevatel.
Maybe what he said before is gonna be mevatel this rather than this being mevatel what he said before.
I'm gonna be told to say make such a statement. I want you to know that it's right.
Yeah, because what do you believe? Dvar v'shayna and dvar machrayim. This negates his first even the first thing you're going to get this.
I don't know if I ever told you. Amayna Chazal, there is about the Guzmoy, the Rabbi Baba Chon, you know, but basically, there's a story there. Once I went, said Rabbi Baba Chon, Bamidvar, saw a high tie, a Turk, accompanied me and told me, do you want to see where Korach and his gang sank into the ground? I said, I certainly would like him. So he showed me a spot and I bent my ear down to the ground and I heard him say, Korach Vadosa, Moshe Amez, Korach Amez, Ono Badoya. So the Kashi is, we have another Maimah Chazal as a Roshi. Even our Pisa Shal Gehenim and the Chayza B'Chu. So that seems to be in contradiction to this story.
He didn't find the right place.
You know, there's a folk tale that Maggot only had one drush. I'm Pasha's claim.
Terrace in the earth, yeah.
No, he dropped it. So when they said it, Korach was around, already he was on time. But there was a difference about race car. How do you get to Korach? So he was, when he got up on his platform, he was looking for his handkerchief. Eingezum can be Korach. Eingezum can be sank into it like Korach. Yeah. Back and forth and all the things. I can't find it. Kept on it. But repeating that, Eingezum can be Korach. And then after he found it, so he said, since we're discussing Korach, that's not so he asked this question. This question. And he gave a Terez with a Moshe. The Moshe is this. There is a rich guy The Teretz, by the way, the Maratz Chai has the Teretz in his Aoris, you know, on the back of the Basra, on the Afan Gimel, right? Anyway, so the story goes like this. A very rich man in the community, but he wouldn't part with a nickel for tzedakah. So he was hated. Everyone just wanted to tear him apart. No? All right, but he behaved the way he wanted, and you couldn't force him. But a daughter grew up in the Gafton HaShidduch, and he knew that in the immediate neighborhood, he can forget about it. Because the people hated him so much, they will see to it that HaShidduch should never come to be. So he paid a shatman good money to make a good shidduch from hundreds of miles away. And sure enough, very rich man, after Stele Dulva Mokamech, a very outstanding person in his community, 300 miles away. And as soon as the news broke in the community, they all were angry. But he anticipated that. And he expected them to go out of their way to ruin them shidduch. So before he announced it, he went to the rabbi. He asked him for down 20 rubles. Listen, the rabbi never had another man, never saw a penny from him. I just down 20 rubles all at once. And then he said to him, Rabbi, I want to ask you a shayla. Is it permissible to talk with Shehara from someone? Especially to harm and to injure him. Of course not. I want you to reinforce that issue. Since the Rav should give out a cherem, post it on his merish, no one is to dare read the shahara upon him and ruin the shidda. And after the Rav, listen, for 20 rubles. So the Rav gave him a sock that was posted, and they all had him this medal. They couldn't get over it. How does he be such a rich? A clown talked to her, talked to him, so one fellow said, you know, if you pay my expenses to go that far, I'll find a way out. I won't be in under the table on that road. Look, they immediately paid him so much, they immediately raised the amount, and he went to that community. And he came in an afternoon, right, like today, came into the Bismedish. That man, as I said, was a very rich man, and here this afternoon already had closed his business, and he had a shear in the shoe, you know. Sadly, man, this young fellow comes in, look, stranger, Shalom, Aleichem, from Anakumte, where you come from. And he tells him, he comes from that community. He wanted to get a little more information. Do you know Getzel so-and-so? Well, of course, he doesn't know. what kind of a man he is? Very, very hush. He's not allowed to talk any, to cast any expression. There's a harem against him. London, yes. Everything he asked him, he multiplied. Malchadokin, every morning he takes along a number of orchim to his table. Whatever he said, he piled up. So he wasn't dilating the harem. By the time he was to say goodbye and he left, the young man said to him, you only asked me about the Jesuit, you didn't ask me anything about me. I gotta tell you something.
Big liar.
I'm a big liar, whatever. And he left. So then it occurred to him and he started and talking to the Shidduch in public about it. He says, Kerov Adosa. They say, Moshe is a Torah Shani, but don't believe us. We are liars. Don't believe us. I won't get out. But that is story. But this is what the Maratz Chai says in the Horus. O on the bottom, so don't believe the Messianic. Now, this is my daughter is a liar.
No, so how do we get out of this one, though?
Yeah. But let's go. How far did we get? Let's finish first.
Don't we have three people here? Well, we were clearing before that the cipher shouldn't be one of the Adams.
Yeah.
So, Lahura, we would need two Adams, and we would need a cipher to have three, being Matanada.
We are talking about Mesiris Modor.
Yeah,
Two people is like Aiden, that's all.
All these statements, he doesn't need a...
Modor Bifnei Shnai. And then he has to be Mabata the Modor. Just in case he made the Modor.
In front of two and in front of three.
That's two, is enough. Yeah. Two is enough. All right, anyway, there are three. Now, did we go through the whole Machaber? But any person called Eito Eidin, she yo'idu, she masarti, or she omati shum devor, she yivutu nachamose getze, or she yura koicha shel getze, machmas oisem edoa oisem dibu. So he cancels everything, every statement that may affect the validity. A goal, the yeshem and the sagi, it's enough.
My point is that this specific question he's raising is that's
not
challenging.
That will come to that what you just asked. That maybe he gave a Modor for everything, for the Beatle Modors also.
Yeah.
What is
Modor de Modor?
A Modor de Modor means it's not a direct, it's indirect. And then you say, I'll talk for Modor de Modor. I mean,
any. You say the Modor de Modor is not a Modor on the Modor.
No. It's a Modor, an indirect Modor.
Is he an example?
Well, I wouldn't do this. And by that you infer that he is sorry he gives a gift. He didn't say befitting, but by inference. By inference. That's how I do it in the door. And that's what we have there.
Distantly implied.
Even this on the planet. That's self called me door in the door. That's what it is. And we say it all. We say that the other thing too. We say it all. The chenin achtev lachatchile lochis olamet yisroel orishem. Okay. Now.
If he gives an example, the Be'er HaGur says.
Yes.
Modor de modor.
Yes.
Ad ha'olam l'chud lo mahani k'mosh v'sa b'roish perek ha'koyse. Yiboy lohu, Rabbi Sohans, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi whatever it is. Heirei peiros dafka. Heirei peiros is a peiros that comes from a peiros.
That's
Modor de
Modor.
Modor de Modor. The Chor is a Modor on a Modor. We were talking
about
that.
No. Pere Pere. That Yad Aloche is a Kosh Pere Kakoshev. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Then a Kosh Leishva is that he will not appear Aloche, the husband is entitled to the Pere.
Yeah.
Unless he writes that I will not take the Pere. If you don't maintain, even if you're right, he won't take the peres, but he's entitled to take the peres. That's the pshat peres. You sell the peres, and you get the, you take the peres and you reinvest it again. And then you, whatever, revochen, the yield, that's called peres. It's peres that come from peres.
Yeah.
My daughter comes from a Medoy.
Well, how does that work?
In other words, which one? The Medoy, the Medoy?
Modor, the Modor.
The Medoy, the Medoy means, portion, it's not direct. It comes from another statement. It's not too clear, but you, by inference, you get it.
For example, on the bottom line,
yes.
He brings down the Rambam.
Yes.
It says, when you're at the Spirit, Vivre, or Raman, the end is Lo Mahani, Bipu, Majoy, the Majoy. So that's one of the, like,
All right, let's suppose we go again. See the shaila about the Rambam. The shaila they ask, apparently the Rambam points that out. When a person makes on a medoy, even if, let's say, you want to be mevatel in the medoy, but the fact that he makes a medoy indicates that there is something in him that he doesn't want to give the get. So why do you give the get? Apparently he is forced. Apparently the conditions are so that he feels coerced to go through with it. So in that case, what good, and if he is not about to demand, what good is it? If he is coerced, this is what they ask. And they claim that according to the Rambam, if we infer from him that he is coerced in whatever way, the Bittul Medor won't help. There won't be any good. This is what the Torah says. So what else? So how do we do it? How do we do it? We answer like this. It may have been at that moment, you know, there are certain conditions and when he made the Medoy that he felt he wouldn't like to go through with it, but because of certain other reasons he goes through with it forced under force. No. But conditions change. Maybe when he made the Medoy last week and today he goes through it again, by now those conditions have changed and he is not forced anymore. In other words, when he made the Medoy, he really didn't want to go through with it and he felt he is coerced. But by this week he's already changed, conditions have changed. Consequently, when he says he gives it in a certain hatter, it's valid and he's in a battle. The reason why he's mevatel the Kohen Medoy to indicate that those conditions change.
But you need the Bittul Medoy b'fnei shnayim.
B'fnei shnayim, no, according to the Rambam, that's why they claim that according to the Rambam, all we need is that declaration, the Bittul Medoy is only to testify that conditions have changed. That's all.
So that would answer the question I had about the way he said expressed this. Great degree of love to her in the beginning, that I'll never make a...
Conditions have changed. Yeah, well, now, I'll tell you another answer to that. The answer to the other question that she asked, suppose she's going to make a medua against everything, against the bigger medua, everything. So what's going to be? So here we have Piskei Tshuva is caught in Dalit. Amma shemavatim adev v'akach hev yeirim shemosim adev gam al bit meidois. That's the shayla that you just asked. V'oi shekvar nises l'sheini v'yesh l'bonim. Said that the whole thing, if the God was cancelled on the whole thing, which I'm not there, Umasi, that at bas, Umasi shom den ishu zu yetis mitachas bailo ubanei kshir. Rami Tshuva's got a masech v'kun to sachrin.
But that doesn't say that.
I'll soon tell you why. She is shechur gil she sish to kadav, bebitu kol medoiz, kimu ebi seifa ebi seifa aget, ra'acha zen is bare, she osa mesiris medoiz ubitu על כל הביטולים וקיבל עלו בשבוע שלא לבטל מידוי דנו. See, that's what he does. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
He swore, the Prophet is Shaila, he swore that he won't be mevatel that original Mayday. So that he says they raise the problem. The Loch is, Rabbi says in Tmura, Kol Madovet, Dama Rachmona Loi Sabin, Iyovet Lo Mahan. Now he is Bishwui, he's not allowed to get to cancel. So, all right, later on he'll cancel all the Medoy that he made.
good.
Assuming he is going to cancel that, it's done too. But how can he cancel that when he swore that he will not cancel? So here is where the answer comes up. Saslam the Murat's Lord, my double Achme, I tell you, he killed Allah of the Rabbi Bishmur.
What?
That's the Koma Dabra Rahmana. No service, the other Glen Ham.
Why is that?
What?
He swore that the future Bittul Mordor he'll do is not going to be anything.
Yeah. So in that case, if he swore, then how can he be Mavatli? He's going to say, Oiga Ashwur? It's called Mordor. Even if you'll say, you'll make a statement, I'm Mavatli, everything Mavatli. I've called Mordor, but I've never really said it, you're with him. So, let's see what. So he gives a good answer. And he gives the example of Areza Daniel and Nishba, Shalayova Toycho here, plain. The Ovade Ubohola here, Hai, the Girisha Mishta. So you'll say just because he swore that he should never go to that community, and he did violate the Shvur, he went to that community and he performed the get. So, because I said the Shvur, therefore the get is not valid. What does one thing have to do with the other?
According to Rambam, it'll be good anyway, you're saying. You're saying according to Rambam, it'll be good anyway because he changed his mind. The fact that he came and he gave again.
Yeah, well, all right, we're not talking now about that. Okay. Now, first of all, the Shaila is, he swore he's going to be Mebatl, all the Bituli.
Right.
When we make him to make the statement that he is Mevatl, all the Medoys, which includes that Medoy that he will not cancel, that he will make later. That too is canceled in Mevatl. So the Shaila is, and then he says, the Shavuot, well, that's only by Shalir. All right, so what's the Shaila now? So the Shaila is, even if he did swear, he swore that he will not be Mevatl. Nevertheless, he could be Mevatl. Because it has nothing to do... Okay, because it has nothing to do with Nesimus HaGev. When do I say, Kol Ma'adav Rachmon, and I say, Iyovet Le'mehan? When the mice itself is a Yisur. But he said he will not be,
but in order to give a get, you have to have a bittul modor against the get.
You have to have a bittul modor because it should be mitzvah. And if he is mebatel, that's what he has to say.
So this
and then in mebatel, call him modor. If he asks a shayle, then they'll look into it. By the way, a shvur like a neder, we can make a matter.
He wants to say that he did something wrong. But if it did wrong,
but
it wasn't Mevatl the Ogodor.
Yeah,
so that wasn't the get itself, so that was the Taka Mevatl, and you're saying in the end.
It's Mevatl, whatever he said, even though he swore to it, but that principle, Yovat Le'mahane, cannot be applied to it.
So I don't understand something here, let's see it.
Yeah.
The bottom line here is he makes these moidars, everything he did before him is clean, right? The slate is clean, the get is a good get. Okay, now here's the question. Let's say he's under duress. He doesn't want to be Magarish's Zisha, but he's being threatened.
Yeah.
What's so funny? Let's say, rich, somebody comes along, wants to marry his wife, and says, gives him a good threat. So, he doesn't want to give the get. So he goes so far as to go to make a Maidoa, and let's say this Pesachei Tshuva, now he makes a Shvua, he's saying, so now we're saying it's still a good get.
It's still a good get if he is in a battle, that's my daughter.
Yeah, but what's the bittle? He's standing over here in front of the Rav. The Rav answering the question.
Yeah.
And he knows if I don't answer this question, they're going to break my leg tomorrow, or they're going to burn down my factory, whatever.
So the answer is,
it's a good get.
It's a good get, you know why? Because he wants to save his leg. It shouldn't be broke. So that's enough motivation to give the get return out.
But it's under duress.
That's a return.
And
maybe, but that's a return out. If he doesn't want it, he prefers his legs intact rather than not give the word.
No, why is Bal Kocha? Why is Bal Kocha? If you're going to be beaten up,
they don't get. They're having a fight. They're not getting along.
What is Bal Kocha?
He says someone, we don't know if really it's Bal Kocha. If he makes such cases.
Your
case? Yeah.
Isn't it the case of when someone was, she's running after, someone running after a woman, and she, in order to save her life, she said, yes, I'll be Mekudesha to bring the guy. So she's not Mekudesha because she wants to save her life. So he also, he's not being.
Mana, if the business is aware that it's forced, and we don't make him make that statement. Apparently, he has his own chishbonos. Now, if it could be proven that he was under, that it's Bal Kocha, of course, he has to be Mirzena Tez.
We've had this many times in New York. Sometimes a civil divorce goes through, and it will only be in effect if he gives a get. So we know that he wants to divorce his wife civilly, but he also knows that if he doesn't go through, if he doesn't answer the questions the way the Rav wants him to answer the questions, then not only he's not going to give a get, and the civil divorce will also be canceled.
The Rav says he wants to get his house back from her. He doesn't want to give a get. He's getting divorced from her. That means he wants to give a get.
Right, but we're always assuming that he wants to get a get, but he wants to hold back. But he really doesn't.
Now, just a second. What you say is the Ar Halachos and Halacha also. We have such a law, we report it. And if he says Reitzani, we assume that he is Reitzani. And that's the famous Raman, you heard of that. He wants the divorce. He just is a Roshi, he wants to be Me'agane. He wants it to be an Agune. So in that case, it's because
he
said you're not right for me.
He doesn't find his case. The problem
is his case is another case. He maintains he wants to have his wife.
Yeah.
But someone else is threatening him.
Can we go back to this? Can we go through the style of Aita? It picks up this point.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Where's Rambam says of this mayor? Is that it?
Yeah.
Shetoma, Rafi Piri, Sharash Bam, the Bodha Basa Dafman, Ahoda Oma. He digita the matante give a minsa bialmi. The Haina says the Barashban Av the Loya Dinin onso the Kolmokamukha Shahu onus. That's how you learn Shah. His Magala does that he is honest. He's there. Mamoy beetle my doy, that's what I mentioned before. You have Kolponim Nishaho Inis. The Tevas what is the Teva said there? The Tinach. The Tinach Hamachuyim Legal. She's happy Allochi. He is Machuyim to get to divorce. The Hoin is Labat, Einamazi, Rakhamoy Doy, Rezemo, Ela Biku. Avram Karisha, Einim and Akoyim. Varakoshe, Mayo, Ela Biku. That's his
case.
That's his case. Shemaha said, Abdullah Dinalay. From Mukhachal Kapon, Aladei Hamidoe, or the Emes Mashmoy Sugi, the Erech and the Tomek Moel Bizu Maidoe. The Erech Bizu Ansha. So that's the Kash. So what's your Kash?
What's the Tavis?
Well, Kwan is Kash, so we have to go through the whole thing. It's fine in Kasha, but I'm Archaz, the contract, my daughter, Yod. I'm saying we get Prakusha, I'm saying we get Rish. We say that it says HaKosh. The Chosh Mishma Simere Shei Kosa. The Emes. This is what I told you. Das Archaz Vam. Ein a moya bito my doye. Rak beget me usa kedin. Kedin, why? Because if it's kedin... The Rotsani counts. I will let the get your nation be Atzmon. The Vadai Nemes. The Vadai Nemes. Eine uns, I skipped the line. Einsham. I will say when you see the same Mishmi Sham said by his course, he's a color. The who negative Ratoshi. The Kosser who's Ali Yashei, the Kavonis Harajban, the Masha Omar, the Ike Hechok, the Vadai Nemes, I know answer the Nashi. The Oifun, the Mitzatayin, it's Lechut, Lohoye, the Koy Chalavat, Lagev, Vahamaton. Rahab, the Tzir of Shemayim, Hame Doe, Veoin, Yuchle Levat. Or Mishem Oche, the Shemavat, and my Doe, Mahan. So that's what the Nesir is a Mishmet, the Reit Tachoy. Now, the Kash is only according to the Rajbam.
So, what's the Tavis again?
Yeah.
What's the Tavis again?
The Tavis is that a certain, the Shaila is, what if he, the mere fact that he made a Maidoye is proof enough that he is forced, so what good is it as Mavato the Maidoye? But he still is forced, because he hadn't been forced, he wouldn't have made a Maidoye. Says the Nesivis, that the reason he gave them the oinus is not really an oinus. It's an oinus to nafsha. He made up himself an oinus. It's not like you say they'll break his, they'll kill him.
Break his leg and they won't help them.
No, that's a real oinus. But the oinus is probably other considerations. A consideration he will lose some money or something of the kind. It's not a real oinus. The only thing is that oinus plus the Maidoye, that's what gives the Maidoye. So once he gives the Maidoye, the oinus itself is not forceful enough to cancel the gift.
Also the threat of him losing money if I had money, whatever, yeah. That's not a real
oinus. It's not a real oinus. That, by the way, we'll have in another seat, in seat Dalit here, that Ramos said that.
Yeah, because you mentioned, Rob mentioned before that they had a contract that at the base, that you agree to give a get, like on the base, and if not, you have to pay like $100.
That's it, that's the base, and there are more on there, it's $6.
But they don't say, if it's that serious, of course the Bezin will not be metopolis itself, whatever they get.
They know it's a real Balkorcha.
So he can't tell them. If he tells them, the guy's going to make his eyes also. So what he's going to do is he's going to go in and he's going to lie. He's going to say, nothing's forcing me to give the get, I'm willing to give the get.
In that case, what you're doing is you cast that person from many of the Gittin. The person didn't know. And they were afraid to tell the story.
I'm asking, it should be that the Bittim does shouldn't work in a case like that, where he actually does have a real reason.
No, if he actually does have, obviously.
But the Bittim knows about it.
But that's it.
The issue would know that they're doing wrong.
Listen, whatever is being done against Allah,
let me say he once learned in yeshiva.
Yeah.
And never he sat into this shiur, he heard the Tiskei Tshuva. So he's a sharpie. Now you got him through the court system, and she sued for divorce, and gone to Zah.
He didn't want a divorce.
But let's say he didn't want a divorce. They come now, and he says, you know what I just did yesterday? I made a shvur. So he said, well, it says here, Tiskei Tshuva, that Iyavad Mahani says, but I don't want to do it. I've made a shvur. I don't have to go against the shvur. You can't force him to go against the shvur, can you?
And if he didn't make a shvur,
no, but I'm asking. No. He said Rotsani and all this. Can we force him? Let's say it's right. That Ivavid Mahani, yeah, that's if he did it already. Yeah. But can you go ahead as a base that you can't force him to go get the shmur? Because this guy, I'm telling you, I hate to say this, but the point is that we just made a way that any guy could get out of giving his wife a gift.
Well, we don't force him to say a shmur.
He makes a shmur on a bit of more, a bit of more door.
Can you force it?
We can force him to be a bottle of a shmur. To be matted a shmur.
Well, you can mat your shmur?
Yeah, sure.
But he has, we have you mat the shmur. You have to say, if you would do it, we do it again. Yeah, do it again.
You
can be my for his shoe.
Mecha derech bezin. Bezin can be not. We are. As a matter of fact, the other day, we are afraid maybe he did. And we are afraid, and so we are mocking Neder. Neder Shmue. Take another look. Page one. Right after the maybe you did, maybe you forgot.
A case where he's married and he has a child, and the wife, sees somebody with more money to want to go. So then they start making sorrows for him. To go.
Then why shouldn't he want to divorce her, that kind of a wife? Why should he be that kind of a wife?
That's a child. You see, Mutalov, but...
See, but he's there. That's it. You're afraid of
it. Yeah, but let's...
You take care of
it. No, but he's saying, yeah, I want him to vacuum. Really let's take care. He says, I don't want him out here or anything.
Well, that's why we say, if there's conditions demand that we should be mad to him, it just goes under question, I say, if that's a question of Hashem Rishon, and Ani is my Rishon. The real Ani is the Yip.
So the bottom line is, if he really wants to get divorced, if Edisha really wants to be divorced,
if she wants to be
divorced, yeah. So she can, with the whatever, go and put threats on him.
I'll say whatever. I say, no, if there are circumstances where she's justified to a divorce. Suppose
she wants to go. Suppose she doesn't make enough money. She wants to go.
Well, then the person will not force him to a divorce. Will force him to a divorce if he, for example, beats up his wife.
Not talking where he's a Russian. I want to look, be Malami's cousin. I want to look the other way.
The other way. All right, then the other way. The person said you cannot give you a divorce. Just because you want a divorce.
So
the divorce has to be
with
both.
But
so we said, if you threaten him, it's not going to work.
Well, you're asking the child was a condition that, what can we do? We hear so many stories today, every morning, you put on the radio, murders and violence and what. I mean, what can we do? Under certain circumstances, when the halacha says that he beats up his wife, for example. All right, she's entitled to a get. There are halachas in Kufnun Dalet. When we get to there, you'll find the halachas. One is quite nice. There are certain conditions. Person makes even more. It is tough matter, I understand. They took a young man to the cemetery. There's an open grave, and they put him in the grave. Either you give the get, or else
the
I heard they took someone down to the beach, and
that's
the way the pirates used to do it.
And they said, we just took care of it.
I'm not giving a gift. I'm not. And then when the tide started to come in, he changed his mind.
But that's not honest. That's not honest.
When he gave it, that's nice. He actually
amazing. The case is like this.
That's not honest.
In most cases,
maybe tied it.
In most cases, they don't want to be married to the woman. They just want to...
Well, yeah, they have to be Russian.
But they're showing, that's all. Yeah. They want to press for money, that's what they want. Just for the
couple of women,
dollars.
Until the
wire
came.
All right, let's go on.
Yeah?
There are, of course, a lot of cautions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you allowed to tell him though? I have much of the time to do it. I'm sure you do it, guy. So what, grandma? Grandma, let's see.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to do it. I mean, hopefully they're not going
to. I should figure out.
But he doesn't want to take a chance that they don't get back a little too late. You know, one big wave and then we step sorry. Go ahead, no problem.
It's the way.
On one occasion, they wanted to involve me in a case like this.
The pressure's not a pressure.
Now, they were afraid that he, after he gives the get, he'll come back again. You know, at the end, the rough, and the Aiden, and the safe, and everything. So,
we don't want to ask.
So they needed Amisada get whose voice he doesn't know, especially. Especially if I don't talk, even if I get it, but I don't talk near you, not the Hungarian, so he wouldn't be able to identify me. Yeah, one thing. And secondly, the way I should say it, what I plan to do is put a sack over his head
yeah.
and start beating it.
Yeah.
Either you get one hand.
Yeah.
And when
keep
he gets
it, yeah.
keep it'll, the be, there. It'll be, you know, I'll have to get a circle with a different name to be able to trace. But he was a gangster himself, the guy.
Yeah.
So, oh, the fella. If you go, I mean, these are the stuff matter who put it.
Yeah. So what happened in the end?
Unfortunately, they let me off the hook. Supposedly, the circle got me. But I did the misada. I didn't know what I meant for.
Why was he supposed to give us like a get? What was he? The Salma was.
I didn't know.
Somebody said that. Who was it? The Salma wanted him to give his wife a get.
The Satmara. The wife wanted to get me, he refused to give it.
Yeah.
So the Satmara, it's a Satmara, all the same group. So they took law in their own hands. And on another occasion, I had a satmara.
So
I caught it from the satmara. They went away. They let me go. Okay.
He didn't give a get.
In the beginning, I don't know what happened. How they did it. But I was out. On another occasion, a young man comes to me. He wants a get, and his wife. He'll bring his wife with the proof. And as I ask him, it turns out that he is. He wasn't a Thomas Corcoran, a very pushy a worker, but he was happened to be of the elite, the son or the grandson of the Rebbe or something. I mean, in the family. And to them, it was he should go to a non-Hungarian business. For them, it's a cloud. We were in the middle of the get. And they called from the Satmara office. Finally, they came up, you know, every gangster, they came up with the Jupiters with a long face, and they started to scream at him back and forth. And one was hammering, I thought he was going to break down the table. such God. I'm sorry, but I maybe thought about it. Fortunately, I said, they paid whatever was done, but he
went with them.
His balabos that you lose your job, and I won't pay. That's it, so everything was going against him. And okay, so he agreed to break it up in a minute. They left. And someone told me I was lucky that it ended that way. Not by me.
Wasn't this also a mark or something?
And then they said, I'm happy, because if I had gone through with it again, all the windows that night would have been broken.
Wasn't this also at night, so that kind of devotion you could get at night? How can you do it at night?
At night, that was one of the times. One of the times that it was at night. Yeah, but a man claims he works all day, every day, and he simply doesn't have time. He works hard, very hard. And as far as the night, I told him, Moshe, no, he says, by ints, you don't do that. But anyway, this was one of the reasons. It was just two gechevers.
$2.
No, we didn't go for a gimbal.
Yeah.
No. Nogal Hatra beat my door out from Garish and said, if you go through the whole question, even they both agreed to go through it again. We are afraid maybe he did, maybe he made a Maidoi. Nihu, im Shochach Melavate, if Kosher be the Yevin, Naharashim Garish Mitzoyne, as long as they are both willing. The Noga Oit Levate, Maidoi, Koilim Shi Yitzava Lichtev, the Koilim Anasin. Now according to Minik, according to this Minik, the whole question, 10 hours ago, is in the battle, twice. They do it.